BlogTalkLive.com. We're here live again for the fourth night out of six at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I am being laughed at right now in the studio.
What is that you're eating?
I don't know what exactly it's called.
Chicken Ian's butt. There hardcore.
Is this Thai. There is this Thai place here. And
in Agra Valley, where people are selling burritos that are not taxed and not regulated and not inspected, spindled, folded, or mutilated.
Yeah, we're here at Porkfest, the Porkfest 2011 Porcupine Freedom Festival, where liberty-minded people are gathering together throughout the entire week to engage in hanging out, socializing, partying, having a great time. We've been here since Monday. This is our fourth show. We're going to be here all the way through Sunday, and we'll be broadcasting every single night. But yeah, there are these folks that are doing vending without government permits, and so the food tastes a little bit better as a result of the fact that nobody actually begged for permission to make it in the first place. And I went up to this Thai booth. I hadn't been there yet. I'm trying to go to places I haven't been. And they have one Thai. It's like, I guess it's not just Thai food. They have other things, but they have this Thai burrito thing. And, oh my God.
Well, they made it special for you. It's not like
everybody's... Right. I said I like things spicy. And sometimes, you know, when you get a little too cocky, the universe knocks you down a peg, and that's exactly what happened tonight.
How many bites of that burrito have you actually had?
Well, as you can see, I've been through maybe about a quarter, maybe a third of the burrito at this point. I'd probably say maybe about a quarter of the burrito. And the first bite I took, my butt was officially kicked by it. I actually... And Mark suggested this. It was a good suggestion. I stopped 5 minutes before we actually went on the air.
You don't want to have the hiccups. Sometimes that happens.
It gave me the hiccups immediately. I've never been given the hiccups by spicy food before. And so I stopped 5 minutes before we went to air, and that was just barely enough time. My mouth is still burning slightly, but I'm able to communicate and actually have a conversation at this point.
Well, you know, and when I've gone out to eat with you many times, and you'll always order the spiciest thing on the menu and make sure that they make it extra spicy. And you're
normally,
one of those
that's okay.
People that substitutes a personality for the ability
for
to eat spicy food.
Well, but in most places, when you go and you do something like that, you're okay because... The spiciest thing on the menu still isn't that spicy because they still have to, you know, I don't know, pander to the lowest common denominator to some extent. There are exceptions to that. I mean, hot wings places, they do have the nuclear extreme explosion hot wings, and usually those things are pretty hardcore. But I just have to say that the food here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival has been great thus far.
Yeah, I'm very pleased with it as well. So, Frederick, of course, doing crazy.
Yeah, JJ, by the way, joining us here as per normal on Thursday nights. But, of course, we're at Porkfest, which means that at some point you'll likely see us change out our third host or the third person on the microphone to talk to some of the interesting people that are milling about, some of the personalities that maybe you're familiar with or maybe you've never even heard of before. Because here at Porkfest, there are people from that are, you know, kind of like the celebrities within the liberty movement and just regular folks that are activists on the ground, boots on the ground, people that aren't yet activists that maybe want to become activists, join the Free State Project and get active up here. It's a great chance to get together with other people who think like you do. People that understand what freedom is all about. And today, yet another day chock full of interesting activities. There was the interview with a zombie today. Did you all see that?
No, I did not.
Okay, so that was kind of fun. I guess there's this game that's being played throughout the next day or two called Humans versus Zombies. I don't know how this works. Do you?
I watched the introduction or orientation just outside the picnic Free Keen Pavilion. And basically, the people who are zombies have to wear a bandana on their head.
I saw some zombified youngsters.
And the people who are humans wear a bandana on their arm. And the zombie actually has to not just touch a person, but it has to grab a hold of that person.
Mm-hmm.
And the humans, on the other hand, have Nerf guns and foam swords with which to defend themselves. And a strike from a human yields a zombie incapacitated for about 15 minutes.
Really? One shot? We'll be right back.
are back with more Free Talk Live. You know, I have no idea where we actually cut off. Let's just recap briefly. You were talking about this humans versus zombies game. There's humans and there's zombies, and they're going around and they're shooting each other with Nerf guns, or the zombies are grabbing the humans, and if they grab the human, they become a zombie,
that's
presumably,
correct.
Right?
Yes.
And is the idea for the entire park to become zombies, or the entire...
The last human standing. The idea is that every human will eventually be overtaken by zombies. And then the last recorded, zombification is the winner. So
I gotcha.
It lasts until, of course, the humans are gone, which
so
knows
could be
how long.
A, could yeah. be another day or two, right? I mean, yeah. It could be a little while.
Are there fewer zombies?
There was three zombies to start with and about, I'd say, 30 humans, if not more.
And then once you're touched by a zombie, you're converted. And
right.
You must go around and consume the brains of the humans.
Right. But see, the zombies are very intelligent zombies. They're not like movie zombies.
Yeah, they're
zombies.
Hiding behind things and ready to jump up on.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't think the humans will last long.
Yeah, I would agree.
So there's fun stuff like that going on. There's drinking that is happening all over the damn place and all day long. People are having themselves a good time. It's a vacation for a lot of people here. And most folks don't have to come to work every single night as we do here on the air. By the way, speaking of what's going on right now, tonight, the Free Talk Live studio is going to be occupied by Jason Osborne and a bunch of our Free Talk Live amplifiers, the people that get behind the show financially with $3 a month to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations. We are on 105 radio stations. I'm about
to... Is it 105 now?
Great job.
It is 105.
Yeah, I should keep up on this.
And I haven't actually updated the website. I've been working on that. The internet connection here is the only thing that is lacking at Rogers Campground. It's one connection for 1,000 people, and it doesn't work out too well. So when I get a chance, we'll announce that station officially. But lots of stations, and it's all thanks to our listeners for making it possible as Free Talk Live amplifiers. They give us $3 a month. We take that in and reinvest it into the show. And for everybody that's sitting here that is a Free Talk Live amplifier, at some point you're going to be given, maybe you've already been given it. I don't see Osborne, so I don't know where he is or what's going on with him. But these awesome Free Talk Live 100 affiliate shot glasses. So very nice. This
very
little
cool.
Kind of frosty glass look. I like that.
It's beautiful.
Cool.
The hundreds in gold. The Free Talk Live emblem with the little wings on the side, which I think really rocks. It's classy. And I think people are going to really enjoy this.
Jason Osborne is awesome.
He is awesome, and he's the guy behind SACL CAI. So that's going on in here tonight. But again, the party's not over. Porkfest is just over halfway done. We've done three shows. This is our fourth show. We've got two more shows after this. There's still lots coming up, lots to do over the next few days, and we'll tell you more about what is going on and what has been going on. I'll also talk to you about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. Just because we're here and interviewing people in the studio doesn't mean we won't take your phone calls about anything. It's still Free Talk Live. Open phones. You bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Live from Porkfest 2011.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. And we're here for you at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which happens every single year in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire. Right across from the White Mountains, the view is incredible, but the people are even better. It's meeting liberty-minded people, people that get it when it comes to the ideas of freedom, connecting with them, building new relationships, and meeting people that at some point may be your lifelong friends, because people are coming up here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, a movement of thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all converging to the same place to get active, to achieve liberty in our lifetime. We actually had a guy from NPR here today that was doing a report on the Porcupine Freedom Festival. He interviewed a number of folks, Mark and myself included. And he, you know, he'd asked me, well, what's the message here? He had a lot of really, really thoughtful questions, by the way.
He really did.
It's smart
nice
guy.
To see real journalists.
Yeah, and so he, you know, he asked me, what is the overall message here? And I said that the message is that the state is on its way out, you know, that these people coming together, the concept of the state, the state doesn't exist. It's just men and women that are doing business, so-called, at the point of a gun, and that needs to change. And if enough people who understand what the state is and why it's a bad idea, if enough people like that get together and get active, as we're seeing begin to happen here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, it's inevitable that some really exciting changes are going to occur toward the achievement of a voluntary society. I mean, there's just, it's just, it's inevitable. You can't get people together who care and who are willing to take action and not have significant change come out of that.
I think it might be a broader idea than just the state. I think the state represents part of the violent and dominating sort of nature of primal humans. And I think maybe as a greater evolution of the mind and accepting a more openness, not only about the state and how you govern each other or how you communicate, but also accepting different ideas as far as, let's say, the LGBT, the different ethnicities, being more open-minded in general to all things. I think the internet, with its the knowledge that it's that it's let out there. sorry, man, it's pork fest. But you know, the knowledge that it's let out there has opened a lot of eyes and opened a lot of minds, and I think that it will only continue and just escalate. So the idea of the state is just one of a couple legs that need to fall mm-hmm. in the sort of evolution of mankind into whatever version it's going into.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the Porcupine Freedom Festival is a step along that road to bring people together to build that community that's going to be necessary to take us in into the future.
You know, the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happen every day. You know, a new currency will at some point take over. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor of that currency? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world. Their value seems to only be increasing with time. They recently had a little scuttlebutt with them. There was a problem with one of the websites that trades and exchanged bitcoins. They've bounced back. Their numbers are going up. You can find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
All right, so 800-259-9231. Let's go to your phone calls, your thoughts. Jake is in New Hampshire. Jake, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mark, and JJ.
Hey, Ian, Mark. This is Jake Cullen and Mark Fest here. Served Ian some spicy Tyritos here. And I just wanted to know how it went. I mean, I did try to hold back a little bit. I put in all one time.
Wow.
But, you held back? Oh, my God.
I don't know about that, Jake. Are you really?
I was talking about it at the very beginning of the show because my mouth was still on fire after having waited 5 minutes from taking my last bite. So, yeah, you kicked my butt, Jake. That's the spiciest thing I can remember.
Jake,
eating.
I just want to say thank you.
Jake, well, the market provided.
Well, my plan was to bring ghost chili peppers to Porkfest, which is the hottest naturally growing pepper in the world. But they're like $20 a pepper online, so I decided to go like slightly less spicy peppers this time. So I don't know, maybe next year you can say that you conquered the ghost chili pepper, but for now you're just
I don't know if I'm interested
top.
In that.
But. Hey Jake, you're out there running one of these food vending booths, and how's it going for you? Was this your first year doing that?
This is actually my second year selling food vending here at Porkfest. Last year, we did pretty well, but we did some things here to sort of speed up the process and make it go a little smoother so we can handle more customers this year. But as always, not paying any income taxes on this, not paying any taxes at all as far as I can help, and just doing things voluntarily. I mean, there's no health department to come inspect the food. I mean, you basically look at my setup, and if it looks clean enough for you, then that's your decision. So,
how many times have I eaten at your setup now? Twice, and then Ian's eaten once. I think it passes.
Jake also sells Agorist strawberry jam at the moment in Keene and other locations. Are you looking to expand that market, your sales in New Hampshire and whatnot?
Yes. I mean, what I had sort of envisioned would be sort of an agorist trading network across the world, but particularly in the U.S. because it's easy to transport stuff. And what I was thinking with the jam was I want something that's a high cost-to-weight ratio, so it's cost-effective. It's like you wouldn't want to try to do agarist rice necessarily because your shipping is going to be almost as much as the product itself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I came up with the idea for jam, and, yeah, I definitely
now,
hope to expand that as much as possible.
We're using a code word here. What is agarist? What does that mean?
So I guess that's at least the way I see it is basically sort of an alternative to the existing system. The existing system is you need all these permits, and you basically need to send all this paperwork to the government, and you have to put in all this time before you can actually open your doors. That, I mean, it's just not worth it if you're trying to do low volume. And so agorism is basically like, let's short-circuit all that so that we can have more competition, basically just free market interactions.
Yes, I think agorism might be better described as a very small sort of contractor exchange. There's only two people involved, not two plus the state, not two plus a middleman plus the taxman plus the state. It's just you and the buyer, and it's a very private sort of transaction, regardless of the goods, whether you're selling, you know, things you'd normally sell in a grocery store or things like pot that you'd sell, you know, in an alley or whatever. But I think it has to do with the nature of the transaction. It's a private, one-on-one type of transaction.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Good luck with your booth out there. There are a number of people that are out here vending everything from food to handcrafted products, and it's an open marketplace. You can set up whatever, you know, set up your table and set up your wares and offer it and see if anybody buys in. Lots of services available, too. There's even a hookah bar down there. I haven't had a chance to stop by there, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, they put up cellophane or saran wrap?
Yeah, they wrapped the it was one of those like 10x10 canopies,
yes.
And then they wrapped it in cellophane of some sort to create like a hot box kind of situation where the smoke can stay in the tent.
Good times.
Yeah.
Huh.
So really innovative.
Indeed. You know, there's a salad bar, too, there that I've been frequenting.
I had the salad. It was good.
Yeah, it's good.
So 800-259-9231. We're not bragging about this, so you can't come here. I mean, you've still two more days left of this, Friday and Saturday, and then a little bit on Sunday morning. You can still come out here and experience all of this. And if you can't make it this year, mark your calendar. If you love the ideas of freedom, there's nowhere else you should be during the summer except for the Porcupine Freedom Festival up here in Lancaster, New Hampshire. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. As always, we'll take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind, even though we're here live on the scene of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Porkfest 2011, Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, surrounded by hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people. Started out slow, as usual, on Monday, although it was as busy on Monday as it was on Thursday of last year, so it was certainly busier, I think, in general this year than years previous. But it's certainly been building throughout the week. More folks showed up and set up camp yesterday. People still showing up today. Stephon Molyneux from Freedom Main Radio arrived today. I believe Larkin Rose came in yesterday.
Yeah, his family played a show at the Free King Pavilion, and they did a really good job. Their sound was really good. It was tight. It's
like the Partridge Family, except with anti-state lyrics. Basically.
Oh, yes, very anti-state.
Yes.
My only criticism, and Larkin, he did a wonderful job. His family did a wonderful job. It's just the songs had a lot of negativity.
Really?
Yeah, it's just sort of the sort of bitter sort of sound to him.
Oh, no. I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, he suffered, and he's expressing that through the music. But I think maybe the third act should have a little resolution, or at least maybe a message for something to do, call to action. I don't know.
Yeah, I can understand why somebody would be bitter after having spent a couple of years in a prison cell because of their beliefs.
Yeah, no doubt.
Of course, Larkin Rose, maybe we'll get a chance to interview him here tonight or this weekend at some point, but he is a man who really had, he spent time in jail because he didn't think he should pay the government their extractions. He didn't give them income tax money.
Right, heroic.
Yeah, so he's an inspiration to a lot of people. And I can tell you that I know I changed my attitude when I made the move to New Hampshire. And I became surrounded, because I was pretty angry before.
Yeah.
And I changed my attitude because I was around other people that believed in freedom. And that brought hope back to my life. And Larkin hasn't made the move yet, so maybe that's
hope
the
is therapeutic. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people that are listening, you know, you don't know Ian in person as well. And living as a neighbor of his and whatnot, Ian is such a chill, cool guy that you... And Mark, too, is really cool. But, that peaceful idea, it's not something you just talk about. It's something you have to live every single day.
Yeah.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Some prices so low, they can't even be mentioned on the air. Get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. That 5% off ought to take care of shipping and handling, I would guess. That's coupon code FTL is in Free Talk Live. Get it quick. Get it from manventureoutpost.com.
News about looters coming up here in a little bit. That's something that may not surprise folks coming out of the Joplin story. As you may recall, there were some tornadoes down there that did a lot of damage, killed some people. Well, it turns out there were looters. Out there, there was somebody had called to say to us, "Well, everything was fine in Joplin. Everything's fine. Nobody was misbehaving there." Comparing it to after Katrina, some kind of racist called in. I mean, the unspoken suggestion was that, "Oh, there were looters."
Yeah, I was on that show. I remember that
there were looters in New Orleans because there's black people
exactly.
In New Orleans. And so we'll debunk that here in a moment again. But 800-259-9231 is the number. We're here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So something that I really enjoyed today at Porkfest was the Bob Constantine event. Now, Bob is somebody we've had on the show before. He spent 60 days in jail because he had the courage to not take a plea deal. He went to court. I went to his trial. I attended a couple of days of the trial. And he was charged with growing marijuana. And he wasn't found guilty of growing marijuana, even though the evidence sure as hell made it look like he was growing marijuana. And I think that the reason why he wasn't found guilty on that was because there were activists who came out in support of him, probably about 20 or 30 people who came out to fill up those courtroom seats to show support for this man, to not only do that, but also go outside of the courthouse and hold signs, signs that said, one sign in particular I thought was really effective, it was brought up today, was 7 years for gardening. It was a very large sign that one of the activists made. And the idea behind that sign was so important because the idea behind it was to let these jurors know that that's what this man was facing.
Right.
Facing 7 years
address
in prison.
Address the root of the issue where the action he's doing is no different than cultivating some tomatoes. And you're going to consume those tomatoes to sustain your life and or some enjoyment you get from eating some, I don't know, BLT sandwich or something like that. Well, marijuana actually has medicinal properties.
Sure.
So what's wrong with that? I mean,
even if he wasn't using it as medicine, and he was, even if he wasn't using it as
sure.
medicine, it's no one's business what you grow.
That's correct.
As far as I'm concerned. So Bob got up on stage and gave a really nice talk about his experience and why he chose what he did and that he was tempted along the way so heavily to just take the plea deal.
Sure.
Just get it over with. Make
Wasn't
it
the
done.
Plea deal to not even in no jail time, whatever?
Oh boy, I don't recall. I think it was a plea down to a misdemeanor with a small amount of jail time, but I don't recall. Anyway, he didn't want to do it because there was, as he termed it, you know, the angel and the devil talking to you, and there was one of those voices that said you can't do this, you just can't do this, and he didn't. And they ended up offering him a better plea deal, I think, later down the line.
Right, there's the best piece of advice. If you are going to take a plea deal, don't take the first one they offer you.
So then he took, he did not take the second offer, and he went to trial, and people came out to support him, and the guy that had that 7 years for gardening sign was out in front of the courthouse, as were some of us with other signs like no victim, no crime, and vote to acquit, things like that. We stood out in front of this courthouse where the jurors could see us from their little jury deliberation room, plus a lot of the jurors, probably about half of them, were cigarette smokers. So every single break they had, they were standing outside of the courthouse right there where everybody could see them and wave at them and, hold signs up so they could see what the sign said.
Wow.
And that had to make an impression on somebody because all it takes is that one person to break. You need 12 out of 12 to get that guilty or not guilty. And if you have 11 of 12, you can't get the guilty. So somebody stood firm, maybe more than one person, stood firm on that jury, and I think it's because of the people, the activists who are in this movement that poured out to support this guy.
Certainly. Bob did an awesome job with his trial, though, as well, going up and
he did it himself.
Yes, exactly. And I think that, you know, he did a great job. He stood up for himself, and that definitely is a testament to, you know, his sort of side of the story.
Well, yeah, I think it takes both of those things. I would agree with Ian. Sometimes I think activists can be a diminishment, but I think there are times that they can be very helpful, too, and I think that that's what happened in this case.
So, Bob, I asked him, took some questions afterwards, and I asked him, well, what would you, looking back, hindsight being 2020, what would you have done differently? And besides not getting caught, his answer was, I would not have hired the lawyer because he spent thousands, tens of thousands
sure,
of dollars
sure.
on this lawyer, and the lawyer did absolutely nothing for him as far as getting him out of anything. I mean, it was just just throwing money down a rat hole.
Well, I think the activists in New Hampshire especially have created, with the NH legal system, sort of NH Clog, I think it is. But
yeah.
Anyway, they've poured resources into learning this and the policies and procedures. So If there's a lot of civil disc going on, I think if there's some sort of resource of information to deal with this, then lawyers would be less needed, and the financial barrier to taking your case to court would be lessened as well.
So I really like that. I thought that was a really useful event, plus the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org. Jason Talley from CD Evolution was there. We got some of the Don't Take the Plea Deal flyers distributed out to the crowd, which, of course, you can go and get these for yourself at tools.freekeen.com. That's tools.freekeen.com. Freekeen's JJ and I, we blog there.
That's right.
And the tools page is where you can go to actually download a PDF of this flyer, which you can then print out. You can actually stamp it with your own local group information or modify it somehow. And
it's really sweet.
Your own flyer. It's a nice flyer, and it encourages people to not take the plea deal, like Bob. Because he didn't take that plea deal, made it so that he was able to stay honorable with himself, and it also led to a lot of other positive developments as well down the road. But more coming up here at 800-259-9231. More about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Plus, we get the founder of the Free State Project coming to talk to us in moments.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem. If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and safes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Running inshore fishing charters here in the Low Country. You put the mosquito coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet. Three plus things I have to think about. It's nice to be able to do it in one shot. We just coat up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deed-free 8-hour repellent SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
You've been waiting and waiting and waiting to prepare. And now, it's here now. The huge summer blowout sale at TrueWilderness.com. How much will you save? Up to 70% store-wide. Save this week on Alpine Air No. 10 cans, Wise Food Storage, Berkey Water Filters, Food Dehydrators, Pressure Cookers, Sawyer Water Filters, and much more at up to 70% off. But only at TrueWilderness.com. This is the preparedness sale you've been waiting for. TrueWilderness.com has every item you need for any emergency. Shelter in backpacks, knives and tools, lighting and radios, first aid, food storage, water filters, and much more. And now, during the huge summer blowout sale, save up to 70%. Call 877-573-7173 or go to TrueWilderness.com. Hurry, call 877-573-7173 or shop online at TrueWilderness.com. This summer sale is going on now through June 25th. True Wilderness, an urban survival company.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay? Then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. We're here live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Porkfest 2011. You can come to Porkfest or go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, and you can learn more about this event. You can learn about past Porkfests and see pictures. And, of course, pictures are already going up all over Facebook of what's been going on here this year. And inevitably, this is such a huge and successful event, there will be another one. Those dates have not yet been announced, but when they are, we'll certainly let you know so you can lock in your campsite as early as possible. You're going to want to do that. As this event continues to get more popular, it's going to get more difficult. There was one guy that said he had to camp at a campsite down, some sort of campground down the road. Apparently,
wow.
There's another campground down the road because
it's just full.
It's just getting pretty busy here. So it's an incredibly popular event. Maybe about 1,000 people going to be here throughout the entire week. It's a great time, and we're glad to be here every single year broadcasting live, as we will continue to do so throughout the week here. And we'll keep bringing you interesting folks from around the festival, people to talk to who we've talked to before, as well as people we've never even met before, because there's always new faces at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I remember every year, usually the question is asked in front of a fairly large group of people, how many people are here for the first time? And it's usually about half of the audience
yep.
that is here for the first time, which is just absolutely fantastic. Jason Sorens is with us right now. He is the founder, the guy who originally came up with the idea of the Free State Project, the concept of bringing like-minded, liberty-oriented people together. At the time when it was created, the New Hampshire hadn't been chosen yet. There were 10 candidate states, all of them with under 1.5 million population. And then there was a vote. Once the Free State Project reached 5,000 members, the first 5,000 members were given the opportunity to vote on which state that they thought was the best option. New Hampshire ran away with the vote. It overwhelmingly won, and I think for good reason, because the people that were advocating for New Hampshire, they just did a better job of selling New Hampshire than did anyone else. They came up with 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. That was published in, there was this like booklet that went out with all the voting to everybody that was going to vote. They all got information about each of the 10 different states. New Hampshire knocked it out of the park, and it won. And it's people have been moving here ever since. The early movers have been moving because, Jason Sorens, your original concept was to get to 20,000 signers first and then have those people have a five-year window in which to move to New Hampshire. Things changed, haven't they?
That's right. A lot of people have been moving already, which we didn't anticipate. And a lot of people have been getting active and having a big influence on the state of New Hampshire already.
Thank goodness, too, because that influence is making it easier to bring people on board. What happened with the membership was it skyrocketed before 5,000. Once the state was chosen, dropped off a cliff. Now, why that happened, I don't know. I think that's subject to speculation. Do you have any idea?
Well, it was a PR mistake, I think, to choose the state so long before we got to 20,000, or to have such a high threshold, 20,000, when we don't really need 20,000 people here. But
right, because the effects are being had already.
That's right.
So with a few hundred movers.
Yeah. The thing was, in 2003, in the lead up to this vote, we were getting press in every one of the states that was under consideration.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we were doing TV interviews all the time. Our vice president was on national TV. We don't really have that kind of thing anymore. We're starting to get it back now that people are witnessing what's happening, now that the state Democratic Party is sending out press releases saying that Free Staters have taken over.
We're ruining New Hampshire,
yeah.
et cetera.
Yeah. I wish we could get another one of those press
right.
releases. Just pile
right.
those things
yeah.
in every week. And the Ron Paul campaign sure won't hurt either. New Hampshire's position will help. But, you know, what you think it would have happened more quickly if it, say, the threshold had been 15,000 instead of, say, 5,000?
Yeah, I think we'd have kept getting that media attention all the way up to the vote, and people have had reasons to sign up. Now, whether all those people would have been potential movers or not is another question.
But it's a good thing it didn't work out that way because, well, I mean, maybe it would have kept going. Maybe the sign-ups would have kept going at a steady rate, but maybe they wouldn't have, and then we'd all be sitting here waiting to figure out what the state is, and it would be, you know, 2011, and we'd still be in Florida, and who knows what would be going on with the freedom movement as a result. So it worked out how it worked out, and now we're here, and there are hundreds of people that have already made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. The current numbers are over... almost 11,000, not quite over, but almost 11,000 that have signed up to make the move. And obviously, we're encouraging people to make the move early, sooner rather than later. If you don't, I mean, there's no reason to wait unless you have to tie up strings and sell houses and businesses and such. But get on up here and get active, because right now, with just a few hundred people, there have been huge advancements that have been made, at least from my perspective. I mean, on the overall scheme of things, you know, government hasn't been slashed back or anything
What was it, an 8% or 18% cut in the state budget? That just,
I thought he said it was a 12%.
12%? I'm sorry. Call me an exaggerator. You know, 12% cut in the state budget by the, you know, the state and the House and the Senate in this state. That's huge.
And that was
the country. What state has cut its budget by 12%?
Yeah, and that was led by the liberty-oriented people that have been elected thus far. I mean, we've already had a dozen people who are free staters elected to the state house. So political success, civil disobedience, that's just unheard of for the liberty movement. It's the most well-rounded liberty movement out there, and there's just nothing that can compete with it, because all the best activists from different places are coming here. We were talking with a guy last night from Florida who had a kind of a similar experience as I did. You know, he worked his butt off on political campaigns down in Florida, and now he's up here and he's like, there's 3,000 people in a political district. This is going to be a piece of cake to do campaigning. You can actually go and literally physically knock on everyone's door in the district, unlike Florida, where, you know, you're dealing with 100,000 people. So it's just a completely different world.
Yeah, I mean, it's making international news, too. I mean, libertarians all over the world know that New Hampshire is the place to be. Everyone wants to come and see what's going on here. At least come and check it out. That's what I would
tell me about this Mercatus study. It's some sort of a freedom index, 50 states. You and some other folks compared the freedom between the states in the United States. There have been economic indexes of freedom in the world. I think the Heritage Foundation does one. The Free the World organization also does one. And Hong Kong usually takes the award year after year. United States kind of faltering around 8th to 13th place, depending on what year you look at and which study you look at. But within the United States, there's a lot of variety as far as how free the different areas are, and you guys have broken it down. What did you learn?
Well, what we learned is that economic and personal freedom are different in certain ways. Some states do well on economic freedom. Some states do well on personal freedom. And we found that but we found that Americans actually like freedom, which we were sort of surprised by. When we started this study, we wanted to see which states were closer to our point of view, which is forthrightly pro-freedom, in favor of allowing individuals to do what they want with their own lives, liberty, and possessions. And we wanted to see how close states came to that ideal. What we didn't expect to find was that Americans are actually moving to states that have more freedom. And that is what we found. With both personal and economic freedom, if the less free you are, the more people are moving out of your state, and the
that hasn't changed, right? I mean, that's why people moved here in the first place, was to get away from what they considered tyranny elsewhere.
Yeah, what's odd is that Americans don't always vote that way, right? When they vote for politicians,
right.
So when it comes to voting with their feet, when it actually comes down to their own lifestyles, their own putting their own money on the line.
I mean, how can you vote for a politician that believes in freedom? Most of them don't, so they probably feel pretty frustrated.
I suspect they like the ideas of good things. So yeah, give us some of that health care. Everybody should have health care. But then when they live in the state that has that free health care or whatever, Massachusetts, they realize, wow, this is kind of crappy, and people over, next door, they've got things better. I think I'll move over next door. I can, life can be a little bit better there. The question is, can you stop them from repeating the cycle, which is to vote for, the crappy policies that create the crappy state? And I think that takes education.
Yeah, it definitely does. And, this is the problem of rational ignorance. Voters generally don't inform themselves about public policies because, hey, it's a... I get to vote, I get to express my opinion, and yes, it affects hundreds of millions of people, but I'm not bearing the costs of my vote. It's hundreds of millions of people bearing the costs of my vote. So So that's what happens, you know, ignorant votes get cast. But when it comes to your own lifestyle, the kind of place that you want to live in, people prefer freedom.
So what was the free estate in the Mercatus study from 2011?
The free estate was New Hampshire, believe it or not.
By how much of a margin? I mean, was there a real close runner-up or what?
South Dakota was very close. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when New Hampshire came out number one, my co-author and I actually said to each other, oh, shoot, we wish New Hampshire had not come out number one because now people are going to think that this study is biased.
That was my next question.
That's right.
Right. Like, you have a bias towards New Hampshire, but I would like to point out that you live in New York right now, and it came out 50th. So how much of this is bias?
None of it, I don't think, because we just ran the numbers, and New Hampshire came out first, and we thought, can we actually make New Hampshire not come out first? And we thought, oh, no, that would be unscientific. That would be wrong to do.
Jason Sorens, thanks for coming up here and talking with us. The Free State Project, founder of the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Hour 2 is next. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts about what you want. Plus, we'll talk about looters. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.